Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Tick, tick, tick. Free agency underway, and the Steelers still do not have a quarterback. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We're hearing about Aaron Rodgers, Pearl, with Justin Fields signing with the Jets yesterday. Maybe Rodgers, maybe Russell Wilson. And the reason why the Steelers have become so fascinating is because they probably have the best overall team of any of these other franchises looking for quarterbacks. I think they're better top to bottom than the Raiders, better top to bottom than the Seahawks, and better top to bottom than the Jets. So it's kind of interesting that they're the team who feels like they can take their sweet time, even though they have not addressed the most important position on the football field.
Yeah, and you forgot to mention the Giants, definitely better
and the
top
Giants,
to bottom.
Thank you.
Yes, but are they really, how solid of a team are they really? They have an aging superstar defensive end who they have to pay this offseason. They got run all over by Baltimore in the playoffs last year, so their defense for showing some signs of regression. And their offense, I know they added DK Metcalf, but do you trust Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin as a head coach to run an efficient offense? Feels like they could be stuck around 500 at best, even with Rodgers or Wilson.
See, they could run an efficient offense. I don't know if they can run an explosive offense,
right,
which is what they need. But see, that's the other thing that makes the Steelers situation so fascinating, which is they just made this big investment with DK Metcalf, a second round pick, $150 million. I mean, they're showing you we want to be this different offensive identity team, right? We need more than just George Pickens. Najee Harris out the door. He signed with the Chargers yesterday. So it's like we want to be like this more explosive offense. Yet it seems backwards because we have no idea who's throwing him the football. And I know Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers maybe aren't that different, right, but it does show that this is short-term, very much Band-Aid type moves.
Right.
I think they've got to also be thinking draft a quarterback, no doubt.
In the first round at 21?
I think so. If Shador falls, I would say definitely.
That's a big if. If Shador falls, that's a long way for Shador to fall. And I understand that he is falling in mock drafts and there's a lot of negative reports. Is he really going to be? If he's there at 21, yeah, you jump on that. But I don't think that's happening. If he does fall to 21, then the NFL probably views him closer to Kenny Pickett.
Right, which is not awesome. And
which
the Steelers awesome. Already showed that they can't really do much with that.
I think they took him at 21 as well. It's exact same spot. But about the explosiveness, the other thing is the Steelers can't control the ball either. They're not efficient in the sense they don't have a lot of easy first downs. Russell Wilson can't really make that. He can't really drive a sustaining offense. He could throw that moon ball to DK Metcalf and George Pickens, but how are you going to keep the Ravens off the field? How are you going to keep Cincinnati and Joe Burrow off the field? I just don't know exactly what the vision is here.
855-212-4227. I mean, this is the next big domino that needs to fall because it looks like Rodgers may be picking between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants, and then whoever doesn't land Rodgers probably pivots maybe to Russell Wilson,
yeah,
although now we're seeing that Tennessee may want to bring in Russell Wilson maybe to help mentor Cam Ward or whatever.
Gosh, if I'm Pittsburgh, I go Aaron Rodgers, and if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I go Pittsburgh, although I understand why it might be challenging, because he might not know this offensive coordinator. He might not trust this offense, and he wants to look good. Aaron Rodgers coming off the Jets, I think he wants a 35-touchdown season, and he might say, I don't know if I'm going to get that with Arthur Smith.
Well, I mean, with DK Metcalf and George Pickens, you're probably more likely than Malik Nabers, and I saw the Giants re-sign Darius Slay.
Darius Slay
is the corner.
Yeah, I think Brian Daboll, Malik Nabers, and Slayton is probably a little better than Arthur Smith, DK Metcalf, George Pickens.
Well, just because you like Daboll. And
yeah, I think Daboll showed that he can run an offense. And also, Pickens is, what's the most yards Pickens has ever had in a season?
Well, who's throwing him the ball? I mean, I know Russ in the second half,
yeah,
last year, but before that, Justin Fields, and then before that, Kenny Pickett in a poo-poo platter, yeah, of backups?
I don't know.
Not awesome.
I just think that Malik Nabers is the best receiver out of that whole group
probably.
We talked about. So, yeah, I think there's actually an argument for the Giants over Pittsburgh, but I think Aaron Rodgers has got to go to Pittsburgh and say, hey, I'm going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to be playing into January. Let's do this. It's a little cold for an old man like Aaron, but he'll handle it.
I mean, can he even make good on that? 855-212-4227, because I know the way EJ thinks as a diehard Jets fan that just Rodgers doesn't have a lot left in the tank. And that those numbers last year at the end of the year were essentially one big garbage time.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin will get him to the playoffs, though. Right, EJ? I mean,
that's the other thing. Yeah.
Stop talking about it.
I'm actually curious if this is the way that you ensure that Tomlin doesn't have that winning record.
And Rodgers, finally get off that pack.
Right, I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't have a winning record with the Jets. His last season with the Packers, I think they just missed the playoffs, at least. I don't think they're winning record. So.
Yeah, remember they couldn't beat, what was it, Detroit in the final
Lions,
game of the season
of the
in Lambeau.
Yeah, but Brett Favre left the Jets and was awesome. I think it's very possible that same path could happen to Rodgers, because I think Rodgers will be a different quarterback physically this year.
I would agree with that. 855-212-4227. So Rodgers is the next, we think, domino to fall. Meanwhile, then we'll figure out what's going on with the Giants, and we'll figure out what's going on with the draft. One thing is very clear. Drafting quarterbacks this year does not look like it's all that awesome. Because Sam Darnold just got $55 million. Justin Fields, whatever you think about him, just got $30 million guaranteed. I mean, Rodgers now can pick between two teams. There might be a little bit of a bidding war. Even Russ, I think, is going to land somewhere. We haven't talked about Kirk Cousins yet and whether or not Atlanta would be willing to deal him, and that could be another spot. It's obvious that Cam Ward, Shador Sanders is probably about it.
Well,
we're not even sure where Shador would go.
It's interesting, too, because those two deals you just mentioned, Darnold and Justin Fields, are short-term. So that means these teams might want to get back into next year's draft or the year after that. So I think you're right. The NFL is saying this is a down year on the cycle. We had six go in the first round last year. We'll probably have two this year. And then next year, we'll go back up to six. So that's what I like about the Sam Darnold deal and the Justin Fields deal, is they're not tying you down. You're basically, you're dating.
Yeah,
you're not engaged.
I get it, but also, are you now going to push yourself into that mediocre space where maybe you could have been drafting three or four, now you're going to be drafting like eight or nine or ten?
Give me Michael Penix or Bo Nix.
Sure, but, you know, that draft class might end up becoming one of the really good. I'm not saying it's 1983, but it could end up being like 2018.
Yeah, I mean,
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Penix. But then again, you say you like the Raiders playing up, getting Geno Smith just to be not terrible. Then why wouldn't you say the Raiders should fully tank?
Well, this is the thing. The Raiders clearly are picking a lane. And so I can disagree. I thought they should have traded Max Crosby. Like, if we go back to it, I thought they could have done this full rebuild when they missed out on Stafford and really bottomed out and got Shador or whatever. But clearly that's not the path. They're with a 73-year-old head coach and Tom Brady in the building. They want to win right away. So of all the options that they had on the table, I like Geno the best. Like, I thought, and I still think, he gives you the highest floor of Darnold, of Fields, of Rodgers, of Russ. You know, all the other guys out there, the why I'm liking what the Raiders did is because they've picked this path. I might disagree with the path, but they picked it, and I like the quarterback the most.
But in 3 years, who's in a better spot, the Seahawks or the Raiders?
That's a great question. I mean, is Sam Darnold still on the team Seattle in 3 years?
Look at the last 20 years of the Raiders. Undoubtedly the Seahawks.
You trust their GM more.
I think if they lose this year, the GM could be out the door. I just think that they're going to reset their franchise. Either it works with Sam Darnold and he's good, or they reset the franchise. I think you're right. I think Geno is good enough to keep the Raiders relevant, 8-9, 9-8, and then you're stuck in limbo. Here's the other thing, too, actually. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, just said the Raiders, interestingly, have not reached a contract agreement with Geno. So they might be renting him a lot more short-term than we thought.
I wonder if that's like a handshake thing, though, when you trade for him. Like, hey, by the way, we're going to take care of you. Like, you know us.
I can't believe the money that Geno reportedly turned down 40 to 45 with the Seahawks. So he wants more than 45?
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
I don't know if he's getting that, unless it's like a one-year deal.
So, but our understanding was the Raiders were going to pay more for Geno. So that's the other thing. Listen, you said those numbers sound big, $30 million, $20 million guaranteed. For a quarterback, they're not. It gives you a lot of flexibility. You're right. If the Raiders actually kind of do a short-term deal with Geno, then they're okay. It's just hard. None of these teams are choosing from a position of strength. They're all desperate.
That is true. 855-212-4227. Would you like the fit of Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers? You know, our pal Jay in Nashville called yesterday and said, DK Metcalf to the Steelers was boring. That's a boring destination for DK Metcalf. Is it boring if Aaron Rodgers is there? Does that suddenly spice it up a little bit?
But do they have chemistry? Remember what happened with Garrett Wilson in New York? They couldn't get on the same page. And then actually Jets got a little better when they threw to Devontae Adams 100 times a game because they had chemistry. So I think it's unknown. I mean, do you think that they're immediately going to click? DK is so temperamental. Yeah. And he doesn't run every route. He's more of a just fly down the field guy.
That's why I think Russ is actually the better option. At least we know he has chemistry with DK.
Yeah, maybe.
From their Seattle days. Some update for you, a little bit of news since this segment has started, literally. The Commanders, former Commanders,
the defensive
tackle, Jonathan Allen is now signing with the Vikings on a 3-year, $60 million deal. It is a good time to be a big dude.
Throw it, man!
These defensive tackles, Pearl, are getting absolutely paid. Wow. And then on top of that, the Giants have decided to make a splash. They are signing Javon Holland, the safety from the Dolphins, to a 3-year, $45.3 million deal.
Jonathan Allen's a terrifying human being. Remember when he got in a fight with Daron Payne? Can you imagine getting in between the amount of beef between those two men?
Some meaty men slapping meat.
Allen, EJ, you said this on the call the other day. He's considered a bit washed.
Yeah, I mean, his PFF grades were terrible last year. Now he's been battling injuries, and that's been the issue for him the last few years.
Yeah,
put him with Brian Flores, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the question. Can you get 17 games out of him at 30-plus? So I think that's why he fell to the second day. You look at Milton Williams, couldn't go faster. The Eagles' defensive tackle. But
yeah,
you're right.
$100 million for him.
Yeah, a defensive tackle is a good position. But then again, isn't this a strong defensive lineman draft, too? That's what people, you said that yesterday. The other thing about the Giants signing Javon Holland, are they getting better quickly? There seems to be some buzz around this Giants team. Now, maybe it's because of where we are, but are they a potential turnaround team?
Manny?
People like Javon Holland a lot.
Well, he was one of the big names out there.
Yeah.
I did have an audible gasp over here when I saw the notification that the Giants were signing Javon Holland.
It was more like, that's what it sounded like back here.
Manny, what are you, a pterodactyl?
Well, but the issue with the Giants is, I mean, we still need to see who the quarterback is. I mean, yeah, they're making a bunch of splashes, but who's throwing the rock around? That's the big issue for
Tommy
me.
Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, wonderful. That's just great. I mean, it didn't happen to me because, you know, I'm obviously just a physical specimen, but were you ever picked last for, like, gym class or whatever? That's what's happening right now with the quarterback position with the Giants.
Kinda.
That, I mean, I can't get excited too much over what's happening until I find out who's slinging the rock.
I love that you had a caveat with never me.
Not me. Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. I'm a physical specimen, but have any of you losers ever been picked last in gym class?
Any of you unathletic losers?
Yeah. I always got picked high because I was tall. Then it's even worse to be tall, get picked high, and disappoint.
Waste of height.
Reminds me of a Chris Rock joke from The Longest Yard.
Yeah. Giants, who else? Paulson Adebo. Yeah. That was the corner who they signed. Darius Slayton, they re-signed their own guy.
Oh, great.
And now Holland.
Did they get alignment? I mean, here's the issue, right? The Giants can't block.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's been a lot of alignment. And, you know, with that in mind, Manny, hit the music, because, Pearl, I think it's time for us to try to make sense of all of these free agent signings or trades and everything that's been going on. Let's give our best and maybe most head-scratching move over the last day or two. Do you want to do that now or should we wait? You want a commercial break?
I think we wait.
Okay.
When you said Manny hit the music,
I know, I had a little music.
Which music? You think the Cowboys music? WTF Aaron Rodgers music? I had no idea where you're going. But no, let's wait.
Okay, I jumped the shark. We're going to do that on the other side.
So the category is the team that we really loved and the team that we're like, what the heck are they doing?
Yeah, we need the best and worst of all the moves being made so far. Whether it's free agent signings, whether it's trades. We're going to do that on the other side of the commercial break. But meanwhile, I'm intrigued here. A man by the name of Knight is calling from Indianapolis. Knight, how are you?
Okay. I got a Dr. Seuss little poem about the ball in the mall. remember, the second page, you'll be looking at a picture of a kid bouncing the ball real high. And the fourth page, you'll be looking at a picture of a hero coming to catch the ball. All right, my apologies to Dr. Seuss. The ball in the mall went tall and took a fall, which made us call all of y'all. But wait, here comes Paul to save us all from the ball in the mall that went tall and took a fall.
Oh, I mean, snaps all
amazing.
Around.
Amazing. Amazing.
Where were you 2 segments ago when we were drowning? Couldn't rhyme ball with mall with call. That was pretty good.
Oh, wait.
Look at our listeners.
I love you guys. Yeah. I listen to you every morning. So congratulations for this great program.
You're awesome. Bye-bye. Don't be a stranger with rhymes like that, dude. You're welcome anytime. We'll give you the number to the bat phone.
There's a squall. There's going to be a brawl for the ball in the mall. I'm looking where it's Paul gets away with a haul. And we need another person. This is awesome. by the way, is that how you spell Knight? I saw you saw Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T in the...
I assume that's how you spelled his name. Yeah,
like a medieval knight.
Right.
Yeah, he seems like one.
Or is it like M. Night Shyamalan, who spells it with an N?
For a first name?
I don't know.
I didn't think about that.
I assume first name you do, the reference would be to the knight, like a knight.
Yeah.
That's honorable.
Right.
He's awesome, though. That was a really good delivery. And I like that he described the pictures that would be in the book.
Yeah. No need to apologize to Dr. Seuss. I think Dr. Seuss would have been into that.
Yeah, he might be Dr. Seuss's ghostwriter.
That's what's in.
Thank you. See, callers trying to make the show better. That's what we need around.
Bryce going to lose, and Manny's going to cruise.
You need to get those guys back.
What was that?
Oh, gosh. You don't remember those dudes?
Padres on the loose.
Oh, okay.
Let's go, Goose. Oh, yeah. That's what's in.
See, Knight is helping the show. Those guys hurting the show.
Those guys hurt a whole city.
I know.
They ruined a great playoff run and allowed the stupid Phillies to go to the World Series.
Their fault.
Yeah.
100%.
Embarrassed the whole city of San Diego with that.
Man, Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. Yeah, absolutely love it.
Famous last name. I got Bob Knight, Ted Knight from Mary Tyler Moore, Christopher Knight. Of course, you know who that is. Christopher Brady. Or whatever Brady. Whatever. He's the second Brady.
Oh, from the show?
Yeah, and Wayne Knight from Jurassic Park and Seinfeld.
Yeah, Newman.
Yeah. Christopher Knight was not Bobby and not Peter. Why am I blanking here?
Bobby, Peter, and...
We didn't watch the show.
Yo, you guys don't know...
No, I watched it. Greg. You talking about Greg?
Greg. Yeah, Greg. No, Greg's the older guy. He's Peter.
Okay, so he's Peter.
You didn't watch... you don't know Brady Bunch?
I do know it. I mean, we did our whole sitcom bracket not that long ago, but I didn't... I don't know the... Besides Marsha, that's all I got.
Marsha. I like the movies, too. Those are really funny. The Ben Stiller versions. Anyway, but no, I can't find a Nate first name. He's going to have to call back.
I just think it's unique to him. And he came up with an awesome rhyme for us, so I love it. 855-212-4227. We're going to do our best and worst move, whether it's a free agent signing, trade, what have you. We're going to do that next. Hang on. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Okay, we teased it last segment. Perloff and I are sifting through all of these signings and trades and everything to bring you our absolute favorite and our least favorite, the best and worst, if you will. Hit the music, Manny. All right, Pearl, your favorite free agent signing and or trade so far is what?
Okay, I'm going with a whole team. I love what the Chicago Bears are doing. So they basically signed 3 interior linemen to protect Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson is coming from Detroit, the new head coach. And what did Detroit have? They had a great offensive line.
Yep.
So I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be great, but I got to tell you, I just absolutely love the theory here. Jonah Jackson, Joe Thuney, who was really good, actually, for most of the time he moved to left tackle with the Chiefs. Then they got a center, Drew Dahlman. So I just like the philosophy. I don't know if these guys are going to pay off necessarily, but the idea Ben Johnson needs to get the offensive line fixed so he can tell what he has with Caleb Williams, and they can really finally fix this quarterback situation. So to me, even though it's not skill position players, it's maybe not the flashiest moves, I love what the Bears did.
It's a plan. It's definitely a plan. It's an obvious plan, and you have to think that they'd be upgrading, and maybe Caleb Williams is not running for his life and taking a lot of sacks. It's a good one. My favorite move so far was DJ Reed going to the Detroit Lions. You know, the Lions are like, we're getting close here. And what happened? Defense got decimated by injury, and they held on as long as they could, but then they end up getting upset in the playoffs, in the second round, the divisional round, to the Washington Commanders. You needed more help on the back end here. And DJ Reed was basically a shutdown corner who recorded 11 pass breakups, 64 tackles, holding opposing quarterbacks to a passer rating of 87. You're facing Caleb Williams, who I think is going to be up better this year. Jordan Love, whatever's going to happen with Minnesota, that's just your own division. I think this was my favorite move so far of free agency.
Counter, they did lose Carlton Davis, who got a lot of money.
He's hurt all the time.
And I was curious why they let Za'Darius Smith go. Does that mean Aiden Hutchinson's perfectly healthy? Then they have to pay Aiden Hutchinson. I'm still a little worried about this defense because I am a quasi-Lions fan, I have to admit, even though they're a rival to my Eagles. I want to see the Lions do well. I am not 100% sure how all of that is going to go down.
Okay, those are the ones that we liked. What about something that we didn't like? Want me to go first?
Please go first. I mean, question though. Okay, go ahead, because I'm curious if you're talking about a signing or a non-signing.
I'm going with a trade.
Okay.
I do not understand why the Houston Texans traded away Laremy Tunsil, their left tackle. He goes to the Washington Commanders for a second, a fourth, and a fourth round pick this year, and then a third round pick in 2026. This offensive line for Houston was the clear Achilles heel for them last year, except Laremy Tunsil was still good. Yeah, we're a long way from the gas mask bong, even though that was one of the funniest moments in the history of the draft.
The best moment.
The best moment. Giants still should have taken him, Manny. That should be a bad memory for you. You took Eli Apple instead. How'd that go? In anyway, it's not awful. About the Giants right now. It's about why did the Houston Texans get rid of Laremy Tunsil? And I understand at some point, you know, you're going to have to pay him, so maybe you're getting rid of him a year too early, year too late. That's fine if you believed in anyone else on the offensive line, but you don't. And meanwhile, now the Commanders get him, and Jaden Daniels gets another piece where he gets protected. I saw this being talked about as Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders, was with San Francisco. This was his Trent Williams trade. Like, you're going to shore up that left tackle spot for your young quarterback. So, head-scratching move to me. Houston, why'd you do it?
I am exact opposite. When you said, you told me that you're going to do Laremy Tunsil, I figured you meant the Washington side was head-scratching, because did you see the playoffs? I mean, anybody could run by that guy.
Pearl, the
anybody.
Whole offensive line was terrible. Laremy Tunsil had a good season, though.
He was, my eyeballs did not see a good season. I actually thought, I'm like, okay, Washington is taking a guy who was bad last year, but I think they think the coaching was bad in Houston. They fired Bobby Slowick, who did not have a game plan at all. So I think that they can save this guy who's talented. He was not good. I'm telling you, that guy let up so many key sacks that this is a total fix-up project, and it was a lot of money. Can I tell you one that we have not talked about a lot? But I do not understand the New Orleans Saints keeping Derek Carr. What the heck is going on there? They basically said he's going to get his full salary there in 2025. That's a team that we have not talked about at all. What is going on there? So they have Derek Carr and nobody else around him, and then Carr's gone next year, and they're going to get really nothing in exchange. They made this deal where basically they guaranteed his contract.
Yeah.
It's a mess right now. I think everybody, of all 32 teams, the one team that nobody understands right now is the New Orleans Saints. And if you could explain it to me, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I mean, I think I thought it was just they couldn't get rid of him because it would be a big dead cap hit. But again, I think the salary thing was to try to get some wiggle room because they didn't even have enough money to sign their draft picks. Like, that's how bad their salary cap situation is. Can I give you one more head-scratching move? Yeah. I mean, Zach Wilson to the Miami Dolphins. Like, this is...
Why is that head-scratching? You guys hate that move.
Because Tua is a walking health risk.
So who was their backup in the past?
Exactly.
Mike White and Skylar Thompson?
This is a team that needs a very good backup. They need your Carson Wentz. You love Carson Wentz. That's a team who needs Carson Wentz, not Zach Wilson.
Oh, God, I can't wait for Zach Wilson to be good. I'm going to laugh so hard.
What does he do well?
I was going to say,
how? He's got a cannon. He throws a beautiful spiral.
He doesn't know where the ball's going.
Yeah, it's in the front row of the stands.
I don't know. I think that you would have said the same thing about Sam Darnold and Geno Smith. I think he was a victim of bad coaching with the Robert Saleh regime in New York. I really think he's going to be okay.
Do you like him at BYU?
I actually remember there's one BYU guy.
Memory's foggy now.
Do you remember the Coastal Carolina BYU showdown when Grayson McCall and Zach Wilson were tossing it all over the yard?
That was Wilson's worst game.
He lost that game.
But he still had a bunch of major, major throws. That's the only game I remember at BYU. But the guy's got a cannon. I mean, there's no arguing the arm talent.
Yeah, at the pro day.
I'm just saying, I look at the former Jets quarterbacks. I'm not blind. You can put the numbers. How many of them have succeeded? Geno, Sam Darnold, Brett Favre, Vinny Testaverde.
Well, Brett Favre was great at the Packers.
A Hall of Famer he got to the Jets.
He's not
the same category. Aaron Rodgers.
Did his passer rating improve by 30 points the day he left the Jets? Yes.
He was great with the Packers, though, is my point.
Right. But I'm just saying, you leave the Jets, and all of a sudden, boom, you improve. It's how it works.
I don't even think this one's going to work out for Zach Wilson, but that's just me. 855-212-4227. And the thing is, I think we're going to see him because Tua gets knocked out of the game all the time.
I don't think they have a lot of money to throw around on $10 million a year for Carson Wentz. I assume that they have a lot of guys to pay. Tyreek Hill comes to mind first. They didn't pay him yet, right?
No, they should trade him. Andrew Bogish is here with headlines for us. Hey, Bogues.
Oh, hey, guys. Let me explain how Major League Baseball has embarrassed itself this time with the aid of New Era hats. They just unveiled a new line of fashion hats entitled Overlap. Combined a team's word mark and its logo on the front of these hats. What they apparently overlooked was what that combo spelled once overlapped. For example, Astros with the H logo over the middle created as HOS. Say that to yourself. The Angels hat spelled ANAELS, which is dangerously close to something gross. Arizona, now with the A logo over the top, became Ariana. That's not too bad. But the one that had to be taken off the internet completely was the Rangers. That one placing their T logo over the X in Texas, creating the Spanish slang for the female body part that Maggie once tried to spell on the air.
God, if I had a body part, anyone wanted to see.
I don't know how this got passed, and I love New Era, their Buffalo company.
Yeah,
you know?
Got to market.
Oh, like, you tell
it
on yourself.
Did it get to market, or did
yeah.
not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because how do you tell on yourself that clearly you don't have anyone who speaks Spanish
in Texas
working anywhere in your company?
Nobody who speaks Spanish in Texas.
Manny,
in Buffalo.
In Buffalo. I think they needed you to be.
They got a bunch of Puerto Ricans in Buffalo, too. I've been there. Believe me.
They need some kind of quality control to look at this and be like, man, does anyone know that you're basically put a slang word for women's boobs out there? Probably gonna be a big seller. Maybe they calculated for that.
Nothing. They also need a new designer because these hats suck.
Boobs. They are so god awful.
Yep. They don't make any sense. It looks like a mistake.
Right. Some of them are just ugly. It looks like they puked on the hat and like here you go. Other ones spelled curse words.
It looks like a factory error. You go to the New Era store and like, wait, why is this hat like this? This isn't supposed to be right. Oh, sorry, that one's been an error. Hey, let's get you a new one.
It's just like it's almost like a deliberate misspell.
They literally just put like the logo over teams' names and cities. What? This is ridiculous.
See, this is what happens when you let AI take over. And I have to admit, because I don't think any designer, a human designer, would look at this and say, you know, I feel good about this. It's got to be a computer thing.
But somewhere along the way, humans got involved. And they're still
clearly
like,
they didn't.
These look good. That's not a bad word.
Well, maybe a human's not named Manny because they needed a Manny Rodriguez to take a look and say, hey, by the way, you're putting boobs on the hat.
But before we got there, the Athletics one spells ass. Because this A, the A apostrophe S logo covers all the way until the S in athletics.
Listen, maybe New Era is telling us they're going in a different direction here. It's like, are they going to start an OnlyFans next?
I know who to blame for this.
Who?
Adult toy shaped feet.
not that. No, I'm blaming Carmelo Anthony for this.
Okay.
Because Carmelo Anthony, who I love, wears that stupid Yankees Mets hat every time we see him out in public. It's a half Yankee, half Met hat logo, and it's absurd.
Yeah, it's like he's running for office. Like he doesn't want to offend either side.
Nobody
so
in New York likes it, but he wears it, and he's made it popular and famous. And now New York is just shooting from the logo. Like, hey, what else can we do? If the New York people are okay with Yankee Mets hats, let's put their logo and their name in the same location. Like, if Melo would have thrown that hat in the garbage, we wouldn't have this nonsense.
Wow.
I love Melo, though, but that hat is terrible.
That's really a stretch, though, blaming Melo. I mean, like, can they get a focus group? Anyone, anywhere.
I got to be honest.
Don't say it.
I think these are kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the problem.
No. But also, too, I walk along the street in Brooklyn where all these hat shops, and there are a lot of busy hats. They're all flat rim and big like this. I could see some people like this.
But think about it. Would you actually wear a hat that on your own head, Pearl, that had ASS on it or whatever?
I'm looking at the A's hat. It's really cool. That's my favorite one, actually, because it doesn't really say ASS. the A's one is sick.
What?
I like the A's hat. I think all these hats.
Adjust that prescription on your lenses.
I don't know. I think these are kind of cool. I'm looking at the Reds. I like the way the Reds is.
We're gonna find out that Pearl's been moonlighting for New Era. Just like that was my idea.
Yeah, he's got stock in New Era. We don't realize.
Listen. These hats. Some of these logos have been around forever. Like the Red Sox. You gotta spice it up. You gotta change it. You gotta sell new product, Maggie. What's your idea for this? I like a lot of these hats.
In all seriousness, Pearl, I know I joked about Carmelo Anthony. He is right. Like, streetwear and hip-hop culture is really to blame for this.
Busy hats?
Yeah, the hats have gotten busy and busier. A lot of them are really cool. Like, I have some. But, like, this is that. They're like, oh, you know what? We could push the envelope for as much as we can. And now we have Texas Rangers hat that I can't see on the air.
I think we jumped the shark.
A lot of flowers. And you remember Jalen Brunson's shoes the other day? Mm-hmm. We talked about how they were pink and flowery. I noticed that design everywhere.
Flowers. I mean, LeBron wears a lot of, like, Los Angeles has to have the palm trees. Palm trees. There you go. I don't know why I couldn't figure that word out.
I actually am looking. I do not hate these hats. And I don't hate the curse words. I think that's really funny.
Yeah, I think that could be on purpose. I think this is their new avenue. It's like New Era is getting edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by accident, because they're running away from these hats.
I don't know. Now. You have to have the mentality of a fourth grader to see ASS on this A's hat. Because there's also a guilty. C in there that you just looked right over.
How much of the imagination with the Astros, though? That's there.
Well, I mean, and the Texas one is definitely just, you know.
PutABounty.com. That was my favorite one. I would definitely get that.
You want to walk around with that?
I think nothing entertains Maggie more than accidental Spanish curse words.
It does.
I mean, there is nothing that gets her blood.
I put it
your
in the doc. I was
level.
Like, Manny, are you aware of this story?
I mean, honestly, have you ever seen the, what was it, PutABounty.com?
Yeah, PutABounty.com, which Manny was wildly offended by. We're like, oh, that's it. I think
that was your Watergate, as I recall.
This goes back to, it was like a big colossal error that I think Chevy, the car manufacturer, made because they were selling a model of a car called the Nova, and they were trying to sell it in South America, Nova.
Oh, it's don't go.
Yeah, the Chevy doesn't go. And that was a big blind spot. Manny, you never knew about that?
No.
It's like a cautionary tale when it comes to advertising or marketing or something. Yeah, exactly.
If anyone wants to buy me these hats, I will take them.
I'm definitely going to buy you one. I'm buying you the
Phillies. I bet you they're $50, though.
Easy.
I want the ass hat.
You want the Or you are the ass. Kidding.
Get me that A's hat. If you think it's so ugly, I will wear it for free. I think it's really cool. I don't think the A's team is very cool. They have any players?
They actually do.
They don't have a city.
How about this?
Oh, right.
They've spent the second most amount of money in the American League this year.
Yeah.
Because they gave three different people like $50 to $60 million deals.
Luis Severino, one of them.
Severino, and then two re-signs, Brent Rooker and
Lawrence Butler?
Yep.
Definitely says ass on the hat.
Definitely.
Like, it's not, you don't have to be in fourth
can,
grade.
Yeah,
it's
you can
like,
hang on that C if you want, but yeah, it says ass.
That apostrophe is doing work.
You're saying you don't see the I and the C between the two S's? That says
no.
Asics. I think it's a shoe company.
Great. Different brand. And that's all we have time for.
Dang it.
I still think we're underselling the Astros hat. I know the Texas one's bad, but it's crazy.
I'm not saying the word. I don't want to get a call from Ryan Hurley.
I mean, it's a gardening
people
tool.
People just break through the glass. Coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, the... Well, it could be the Ashos.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are third graders again.
No.
Come on, man.
These are fine.
They're not fine.
I think you're an idiot.
The Texas Rangers hat is, you know... Spanish slang for women's body part.
What?
And the Astros one is American slang for a woman of the night.
Wait, speaking of which, Manny, what are you doing this weekend?
Watching the Texas Rangers against the Houston Astros. An AL West battle, that's what I'm doing.
And you've never been more excited for it.
Got a special website for that one.
Again, this could be on purpose.
Athletics afterwards.
Suddenly all got very dirty. All right, and now we got to take a break. Coming up.
I am not a shy guy.
He loves the Ashos.
The one trade we never saw coming. We'll tell you about it next. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, talking about free agency underway in the NFL and the quarterback dominoes that have fallen and still some that needs to fall. Sam Darnold in Seattle. You got Justin Fields with the New York Jets, but Aaron Rodgers still hanging out there. Lewis is in Dallas, wants to talk about Raj. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
I personally think y'all still stuck on the 2016-2020 Aaron Rodgers, MVP Aaron Rodgers, and not the Broncos end of the career Peyton Manning. Last year he was 1-7 against playoff teams. He was 3-4 in the playoffs against the last few teams, as well as he hasn't been the same, you know. And Zach Wilson, who you've been talking about a lot, has had less talent than Aaron Rodgers had. He's won 5 games. Sam Donald won 7 games. You know, Smith won 8 games with the Jets.
Right.
I mean, so Aaron Rodgers, I think his career is over. He need to go ahead and ride into the sunset and let things go. I don't think he'll do too well at Pittsburgh because of the style of offense that they run. It's just my personal opinion. And like Parlov said, him and DK, they go collide a lot. And George Pickens, they all three of them together on the field at the same time, it's not going to work.
Lewis, interesting points there. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making them. Couple things. One, I think the Rodgers, it's hard to do the full evaluation with the Jets because of the Achilles tear. Now, you could say that last year in Green Bay wasn't exactly, you know, gangbusters, but in that last year, who was he throwing to? Really young receivers. Didn't have his full complement of weapons. Let's pause on one thing. Do you think that if Rodgers signs with the Steelers, which looks like there's momentum here, do you think it's going to be a conflict of personalities between Rodgers, DK Metcalf, George Pickens? These are, you know, maybe three guys who can be perhaps emotional.
Mm.
We know Pickens has some immaturity stuff, and we know DK, you know, lets corners get under his skin.
Yeah, DK has the most penalties of any receiver in the last 6 years because he's a hothead. Yes, I do think there's going to be chemistry problems. It almost feels too obvious that Aaron Rodgers will be alert to the fact that he's got quote-unquote diva receivers. I don't even know if George Pickens is there. Are they definitely going to keep them? Because Metcalf and Pickens seem like the exact same receiver. Who's the guy who's running a 10-yard route and getting the first down there? Are they going to bring
Freiermuth.
In... What's that?
Freiermuth is maybe the underneath guy as a tight end. I don't know.
Is Rodgers going to bring in one of his guys? That's the other question.
Well, Devontae Adams is with the Rams, so yeah, it can't be him.
What about Lazard? What's happened to him?
I mean, geez, what are we doing?
I mean, might as well get that moving truck. Send Lazard stuff to
Randall
Pittsburgh.
Cobb? I mean, no.
Yes, I do think that there's got to be a little more familiarity. Here's the thing about Pittsburgh, too, and I think he was referring to that. Arthur Smith had Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and Kyle Pitts and ruined all three. I think he had Bijan for, he was there with Bijan. He never threw the ball to Drake London. So he has a history of having these incredibly tall, talented receivers and not using them the correct way. I don't think DK and George Pickens would like that very much. So it is a very combustible situation with Rodgers. Also, Rodgers might say this is way too conservative of an offense. I want to have big numbers.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, if Arthur Smith can't take advantage of a player that you just traded a second round pick and then gave $150 million to, then he's got to go.
Yes, that's exactly what happened in Atlanta. They used a number 8 pick on London. They used a number 4 pick on Pitts and a number 8 pick on Robinson, and it didn't do anything.
Right. I guess, like, I don't have an answer for that. Like, if you just think that they're going to make this big splashy trade for DK Metcalf and then turn around and hand the ball off 35 times, then I can't help you.
Yeah.
But you do need a quarterback who's going to be able to have two deep threats. It's almost like it's not as good as this, but like it's kind of a little like Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Like, you have two really awesome wide receivers. You got to have to get them the ball.
But they were, again, Carter and Moss were outstanding compliments. Carter was not a deep threat at all.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you have two amazing guys, right?
Right.
I mean, they make it work with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Like, you have that kind of talent. You've got to make it work as a coach. That's what you're getting paid for.
It's just a weird combo of receivers.
That's why you think Pickens is out?
I kind of thought when they got DK, they were tired of George Pickens. Pickens was so non-productive after he came back from that injury last year. He seemed checked out. He didn't have chemistry with Russell Wilson, who could be the quarterback, too.
It's possible.
It's just, I don't know, but it doesn't make sense as a whole receiving core to me. It doesn't make sense as an offense. I don't know what the plan is.
How about this? Are we that far removed from Aaron Rodgers commanding respect in the room? I don't think so. And I think that players still will respect his talent. Like, if he comes in, and this is different, like, the DK Metcalf and George Pickens wouldn't be able to start demanding targets from Aaron Rodgers or what have you, right? Doesn't he still hold a lot of gravitas and weight?
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson had some gravitas and weight, and it didn't really all work last year. Maybe it did, but I don't know. Garrett Wilson seemed pretty bummed last year, and Aaron Rodgers was in the building. Did he ever actually come out and say what's going on here? I think he did.
I think it was just really focusing too much on Davante Adams.
And right. Well, Garrett Wilson, I think, complained about his... we all knew Garrett Wilson was not happy with his targets. And at the end of the year, it almost seemed like he said, I'm not staying if Rodgers is staying. So I hear you, but wide receivers are really target dependent. Their whole lives depend on getting the ball.
Yeah, which is, I mean, probably why they'd rather have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson back there than Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson have chemistry from college, but, you know, Fields has not really been that guy in the pros. He has not been that downfield thrower. So, you know, maybe they find a little magic and this looks like Ohio State again, but it might not.
I mean, here's the bottom line. The Steelers traded for DK Metcalf, so we expect them to be different. But Mike Tomlin keeps defying everybody when we expect him to be different, fire Matt Canada, be more aggressive on first and second down, and he always sticks to being Mike Tomlin.
Well, I mean, look at how far it's gotten him. He's been employed for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now that Belichick is gone, he's the longest tenured coach by a mile.
I'd like to see him try something different, just be more aggressive offensively. It might hurt the defense a little bit. I just think that 10-7, it's enough. Let's get a higher ceiling or a lower floor. It's time to be either really bad or really, really good again.
EJ, what do you think?
No, I'm just thinking with the Steelers, it feels like we're in a situation like Proff said, where maybe this is the breaking point. Because I feel like Rodgers is such a wild card. Like, his health, his play, we kind of know the numbers he's going to put up, but just in terms of how the team responds to him, this may be that moment where we see, all right, the Steelers shock people and they make a run deep in the playoffs, or they do really fall apart. But I think that may be why they're interested in him.
855-212-4227, Rodgers and the Steelers. Does that make sense to you? Also, we're going to tell you the one move in free agency that we just have not liked. No way. MVP.